There you go. It's 836. You remember the Costa Concordia? That was that cruise liner that, you know.
Was it Italian?
Yeah, it hit the coast in Italy. Yep. It will spend another winter in the waters off the little island. The company, hired to refloat and remove the ship, presented a new timeline to those supervising the wreck salvage operations. Originally, they were supposed to finish this thing up by January of 2013. The removal plan delayed until next spring. That was, last January when they struck a rock, and they were in an unauthorized route when they did that. 4,200 people aboard, if you remember. 32 died. It's going to cost about $300 million to write that thing. And in the meantime, it's just really bad advertising for the ship line, you know? Really not what you'd want, just a boat laying there in the water. So, anyway. So when was the last time you had a vegetarian day? When was the last time you just had a vegetarian day where you didn't eat any meat?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Yeah, yeah.
A couple months ago, I went about a month and a half vegetarian.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, you don't do it, like, just occasionally or... Well, what caused you to do that?
Just different stuff.
Just doing something different. Because I had a vegetarian day yesterday. And, just all depends. Whatever happened.
Did you eat one of those veggie burgers that you denigrated yesterday?
No, actually, I would continue to denigrate them, too. But, no, actually, I had mushroom enchiladas yesterday, which was kind of interesting.
A mushroom enchilada?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds... Mushrooms and cheese.
Yep.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, wrapped in a tortilla. It's not a bad deal, that's for sure. So, anyway... But there's a report here that the world may be forced to go vegetarian by 2050. The world.
What?
Yep. You may be forced to become a vegetarian. That is, if Sweden's water scientists are to be believed. But, you know, can you ever trust a Swedish water scientist after all?
I've never met one. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I understand. According to the Stockholm International Water Institute, quote, there will not be enough water available on current croplands to produce food for the expected 9 billion people that we're going to have living here in 2015 if we follow the current trends and changes toward diets common in Western nations. So, again, it's our fault. It's our fault. You won't be able to have enough McDonald's. Humans now get about 20% of their daily protein intake from animal-based products. 20%. But a new report published by the Institute for Animal-Based Products, Institute says that the world's population will have to cut that figure back to 5% by 2050 to accommodate the considerable regional water deficiencies. Again, if they'll make veggie burgers taste better, can you form that tofu together to look like a filet mignon? Can you do that?
I don't know about that. See, tofu is a little bit tricky.
Yeah.
I mean, tofu can disguise itself pretty well as scrambled eggs.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. If I'm going to have a veggie burger, I'm going to make it out of lentils or some bean-based product I'm not going to use.
And again, we're talking about this kind of on speculation based on our technology today. You know, what are they going to have that's going to be out there 5 years from now that we don't even know exists right now? And again, they're talking about That's 30 years from now, basically. Who knows what food's going to look like in 30 years? I mean, because if you'll go back to 2001, A Space Odyssey, if you watch that, you know, the little tray came out and there was some blue stuff and a fork and some green stuff. And,
well, it's always blue stuff.
Yeah.
Haven't you ever seen any of the old Star Treks?
Notice that. Because you don't want to eat, generally, I mean, think about how many blue foods, how few blue foods you really eat.
Although the blue Jell-O at Luby's is good.
What flavor is it?
Blue.
Yeah, see? Now,
well, it's just like red Kool-Aid. Yeah. It's red flavored.
Because, I mean, I don't know if you did it at your house. We did it at my house. They do pancakes. We do pancakes and put food coloring in them. And somehow the blue pancakes were just a little bit too weird. the red ones were
Now,
okay.
What inspired... I would understand if you were talking about, like, we did green eggs and green ham once upon a time. But
sure, from the book.
Where do you get the idea of random colored pancakes?
Why not? Because you know what a pancake's supposed to look like, so you change the color and see what that does for you. Hello?
Was the survey funded by PETA?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. That's, once again...
That's a good point,
you
sir.
You have to wonder whether that's the case or not. Now, but that's the deal. There are so many options, without going weird again, without going with lentils shaped into T-bone steaks or whatever. I mean, nothing wrong with just kind of going with not eating meat in every meal, but We'll see. And again, as the caller said, who knows who sponsored the survey. So now, there's an upside, apparently, to the drought that we're experiencing in a lot of the country. That will be, for the folks who get to see them, exceptionally colorful leaves this fall. That's because below-average rainfall may cause trees to shut down production of a chemical that's called chlorophyll earlier than usual. Without it, various pigments will show up in the leaves, and they'll be much more spectacular than normal.
Or is Texas going to be about as spectacular as it usually is?
Well, again, yeah, we're, it just doesn't happen much in this part of the world. But water scarcity causes stress in trees. Duh, we know that, which leads to an earlier than usual preparation for winter, and therefore they switch off the old chlorophyll. So the fall display will be vivid as long as days are sunny and nights are cool, according to researchers. It's a bit early to tell just how spectacular the fall display will be this year, because the colors really don't peak out until October. But if you enjoy doing that, or if you know people who get on the buses and go do that or fly up and do it on their own, this year supposedly will be spectacular.
See, I always thought that leaf color was due to sugar being trapped in the leaves.
Oh, well, I'd never heard that before. It could well be. Did you know the sales of the Chevy Volt have hit a record high? Did that last month, as a matter of fact. Chevy Volt. Of course, also the three-mile-long extension cord has been a big seller, too.
What, they sold eight cars or something?
I'm sorry?
They sold eight cars?
I don't know what it takes to set a record for Volts, you know.
It's not a big number.
No, not a big car.
Mm-mm. I just thought I would come in and join you guys on Sex Talk Tuesday. Well,
I don't. Is that part of the
no go away?
No,
Kat.
Cultural
no, okay.
narrative.
Go away. Go away. Kat.
We'll talk after the show.
No. I've already sent an email.
Oh, did you? Oh, God. Speaking of cats, here, especially with you two. Okay.
That All was right. a tweet I sent out this weekend.
A chirp.
I was a little. I was a little bored.
Where are you?
Yeah, I was here all day yesterday, but I left by all day. I mean, I left about 3:30.
Wow.
So I'm sitting there. Lily's teaching, of course, and has to teach on Labor Day, and so
otherwise
he'd
be shuffling through a darkened house. And,
so I was sitting there, you know, the lights on, reading a little bit of the Steve Jobs autobiography, and thinking, what a jerk.
Yeah. And
a biography, and then it dawned on me. Mm-hmm. I wish cats could smile.
The Cheshire cat smile.
My cat smile.
Your cat does not smile.
It depends on what kind of food you're holding in your hand.
Cats don't smile. They demonstrate pleasure, but they do not smile.
Well, they sort of do smile. No, it's not like those people.
Now, backing it up, aren't we now?
It's not like the people that have dogs and they say, look, he's smiling, and it's like a snarl. They're like, oh, he's so cute, he's smiling, and it looks like, yeah, he's going to bite my leg.
Do you realize how much safer the world would be if cats could smile? Because if they're smiling, it would be safe to pick them up.
No, but you just have to read their body language. They're safe. Cats are safe.
I have lots of cats.
It's been so long since I've watched The Cat Whisperer, I just can't remember. All right. Why do
Scott does not like cats.
Why do some people own too many damn cats? Why is it always cats? I mean, you never hear about the crazy iguana guy, right? Who owns 17 iguanas?
The iguana guys end up dead, and then their animals escape and take over the county and have to get shot by the.
They never find the remains of the iguana guy.
The latest example of the too many cats comes from Chicago, where a couple is suing their downstairs neighbor over the woman's 20 smelly cats. The couple says it's not only hard to breathe in their condo, but it's hard to sell the condo.
Oh.
The doctor is also warning them against getting pregnant right now.
Well, I think with cats, that you know, you sort of feel if you're lonely and that's why you started getting cats, sometimes I can see how it might be easy psychologically to think, well,
deep
if I get one,
Catherine McMullen.
No, if I get one more cat, maybe it'll be one step closer to having a human living here.
Catherine, if I might, this is really getting a little close to confessional, if you know what I mean.
What are you talking about?
I'm just concerned.
I'm
that
just saying.
As you discuss so, people's motivations.
Now, how many cats do you have?
Will not deny that there has been on one occasion where I thought, I wonder if you could have a cat zoo with every breed of cat.
I actually know a lady in Navasota who does that.
Well, it's not me.
All right, well, that's good to know.
Sounds like somebody she could go visit.
She likes to have people visit. But anytime you get a large number of cats, it's possible. It is possible with using proper cat hygiene to have 20 cats that, you know, don't disturb the neighbors. But, you know,
if you have 20 dogs, you get in trouble.
Yeah, because they'll bark and everything. I mean, what are cats going to do? Everybody gets together all at one time and goes, meow. You know, it's just not, it's not going to, no one's going to wake up for that. You know, Mary has this big dog, has this huge dog.
It barks when people pull up. Yeah.
But when
But
when somebody comes to our house unexpectedly, the only sound we hear is the sound of little claws across the floor as they go to see who's going to break in our house and kill us.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
That's supposed to be funny.
That's an annoying cat person. Well, it's Humane Society Day, so.
They were on their cell phone, too. I'm hoping they were sitting next to somebody to like.
They put themselves in danger in traffic just to call us to make mocking feline sounds.
To mock Catherine. Oh, well.
Incidentally, that little stray cat that I was talking about a while back.
That I urged you to turn loose because it wasn't actually lost.
He was back last night. He was there.
You fed the cat.
He tried to come inside.
Which is not a euphemism for anything. But you did. If you feed a cat, it's yours for life.
Well, I haven't seen him in a week.
It's okay. Cats can remember that.
I'm going to go ahead and allow y'all to continue this conversation together alone.
I never have done this before.
No, yeah.
I apologize for walking in and interrupting your show.
No, it's okay.
What I'd like to know is, Scott, it's never happened before. As a child, did you have
never apologized
a
before
traumatic experience with cats as a child,
no,
Scott?
No, I in fact owned a cat.
Do you have a secret love for cats and you just can't own up to it and you feel like you have to act like you hate them, but really it's because you like them so much and it makes you feel vulnerable?
No, I need to be in control and a cat won't allow that. Hello?
So the last segment now is Cat Talk Tuesday.
Cripe, I have no idea. I tell you, I'm really hoping
this is what happens when you take a day off Labor Day. Weird things.
No, Ben walked into the damn control room is what happened. And y'all decided you wanted to get off on
cats.
Hey, I don't mind talking
feline
about
world.
Hey, you know what?
What
it's
about
better
third
than
world
complaining
toilets?
About Lubies.
What about third world toilets?
No,
that seemed to really have
too.
Scott going this morning.
Yeah,
I've never heard Scott get grossed out
that
quick.
Yeah, I didn't understand
fast.
What was so bad about
just,
a squatty
potty. I don't
potty.
Know, 7:20 in the
morning.
I
didn't even tell you about female urinals.
Hello?
I'm having a problem with my little Fluffy not going in the box. Can you help me with that?
Yeah.
Sometimes if you don't clean the box out often enough, a cat will refuse to use the box.
I'm thinking go ahead and take a piece of plywood and just hammer it onto the top of the box, and then you won't have to worry about Fluffy going in the box.
If you've recently gotten another cat, sometimes, you know, cats are territorial, that can be part of the problem. Or if you have not spayed or neutered your cat, I would recommend that because that will also make them try to mark your house.
You know, I marked a story I was going to do today, and I'm not now because the headline was Cat Video Film Festival, and I ain't doing it.
But that would be perfect.
I know it would.
Say it again, Kat. That would be perfect.
Hello.
Isn't it time to play some music?
God, I'm telling you.
I picked out some music, and you wouldn't play it.
I wouldn't
because
it was Eurotrash today.
No, it was good music.
Yeah.
It's a song from Serbia.
I've gotten rid of it.
Called Ovo Oje Balkan, if you want to look it up on YouTube.
We have 1 trillion terabytes of storage, and you delete your emails?
It wasn't an email.
No, no, it wasn't
I opened
an email.
It up on his computer on YouTube.
No, I'm not doing that.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
Okay, one of my favorites.
Go find it, and you can play it out of your control room in a minute.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, there you go.
Do you remember the many songs of September?
It's Subway's birthday, and everyone's celebrating with their $5 footlong faves. Many of the subs you love, like the Italian BMT, turkey breast, egg and cheese, and more, are $5 footlongs September only. Join the sub prize party at Subway.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Additional charges for extras plus taxi. Stores for $5 footlong selection. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hi, I'm Mike Reagan. You've heard Rush talk about how Gmail and Yahoo and other free email services are scanning your emails and profiting from your information. And the majority of their political donations go to liberal candidates and causes. As chairman of the Reagan Group, we decided to do something about it. Please join us. Get your name at Reagan.com as your private email address for only $40 a year. We'll never scan or sell your information to anyone. So use the offer code RUSH and get two free bonus months at Reagan.com.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 8th, come to Producers for a class on fall-winter brush control, presented by Dr. Bill Lazenby.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hey, Newstalk 1620 WTAW is about 8 minutes till. Wearing a unique tattoo, are you? A story in the Tampa Bay Times says it may be better to avoid a career in crime because police are tracking down suspects more often based on their tattoos.
Huh.
Yeah, police in St. Petersburg, Florida, hunting for a bank robber with a forearm tattoo that said most wanted, questioned a car wash employee who said the man ran by the day of the robbery. The tattooed suspect was found, arrested, and got 30 years. The tattoo was certainly a nice piece of the puzzle, said a prosecutor. Other St. Petersburg residents arrested because of the ink that they had, allegedly. Killer with 727, that's the area code, tattooed on his neck. Then there was a dumb criminal. California killer was caught years later because he had the number, the murder scene tattooed on his chest.
Ooh,
the murder scene
that's
tattooed
creepy
on his chest. I know. Not all police are doing it yet, but tattoos are being entered more and more in the criminal databases when people are arrested. So that one policeman has said the more unique it is, the unique location, the better. Makes it easier for them. All right, here you go. No winner in Friday night's Mega Millions lottery. That means tonight's drawing is valued at $93 million, $71 million cash value. And no winner in Saturday night's drawing for the Powerball. So that means that the Wednesday drawing there will be worth $90 million, $59 million in cash. Never mind, it's played in 44 states, and your chances of winning are 175.2 million to one. You could be the one. So if you could vacation anywhere, where would you vacation? Would it be a beach, a U.S. city, at home, in the mountains, or a foreign country? Kat?
Sorry, you said those very quickly, and I was thinking too loudly to hear what you said.
Choice would be the beach, a U.S. city, at home, the mountains, or a foreign country.
This is where you would go on vacation.
Where would you like to go on vacation?
Oh.
Like your next vacation?
Foreign country.
All right, there you go. Women's Day readers were asked, where did you vacation this summer? And number one was...
Nowhere.
Well,
where
I know you didn't, but
summer.
That was the idea.
I vacationed at work.
There you go. I know the feeling. The beach, 36%. U.S. City, 25%. U.S. American City, 25%. At home, 19%. How do you do that? A staycation? Stay home?
You sit like the lady in the commercial and go, Machu Picchu.
Yeah, that's it.
Machu Picchu.
The mountains, 14. What is that a commercial for?
It's like... I'm not sure. I think it's for Geico.
Oh,
okay. It's like to save money, and this kid's saying, Mom! And she's like, Mommy's not home. She's in Machu Picchu.
Oh, I see. Okay. And a foreign country, 6%. So that's where the mountains are pretty nice. Just kind of change your surroundings.
Where would you go, Scott?
Well, I don't know. I like Northern California a lot. So
where's your dream vacation? Where do you dream of going?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I know that there's some places I've been that, you know, I've really enjoyed. Probably the dream vacation right now would be Switzerland. Yeah.
And do you like
Austria,
to ski?
No.
I love skiing. Yeah, you like, what's it called? That melty cheese that you dip stuff in?
Fondue?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Well, yeah. What does that have to do with, With Switzerland.
Well, it's just part of the ski experience.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah, that people
ski
with legs.
Ski and then you have fondue.
Yeah, people with legs in their casts.
You don't like sweaters either, do you, Scott?
Casts? No, I don't.
So you don't like ski, fondue, or sweaters?
No, that's fondue's okay, but I kind of like the mountains and just kind of the different, change the surroundings.
Do you least like chocolate?
Chocolate's sometimes okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we're working on the list. Okay.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's about 3 minutes till. So, I don't want to talk about the convention. Oh, this is kind of interesting, and it sounds counterintuitive.
Oh, yeah?
But it's apparently working. New York City Transit Division ran an unusual experiment last year in an attempt to rid stations of trash that accumulates beyond the trash can. It eliminated trash cans altogether from two stations, and the result is less garbage, to the tune of like 50% to 67% drops in the amount that's removed by city workers. The theory is that riders will find an alternative spot to trash the trash. The results are so encouraging that 8 more stations may, in fact, lose their cans.
Weird. Yeah, this is what they don't tell you is that they open the supply closet and spill the garbage.
Yeah, right. Where do they put it? But, I mean, if you'll think about that, think about the odd places where you might think you see trash cans now. I used to think it was unusual that grocery store parking lots had trash cans. But more and more that I think about that, as long as I shop at the same grocery store that has those, I'll take junk out of my car.
Yeah.
And I'll put it in the trash as I walk into the store.
Oh, well, I mean, I'll sometimes eat something on the way out of the store.
Now, the other thing that I find interesting about that, too, is if the one I'm thinking of is Targier, where the trash cans are close, but they're not necessarily convenient right there. You have to go out, make a walk down about 8 or 10 feet, and that's where the trash can is. So, you know, you can use it. So if you're maybe taking your purchase out and you're unbagging your purchase, then you have to walk a little ways and make a determined effort to go over to the trash can as opposed to it being just as soon as you walk out the door. Think about that. You know, something different. Target, you been there?
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, okay. You got quiet. I wasn't sure. Hey, on this date in history, do you like this part?
Possibly.
Yeah, maybe not. 1682, Halley got his only look at the comet that ended up bearing his name. 1682 on this date. 1885, the Exchange Buffet opened in New York. It was the first self-service cafeteria in the country. In 1888, George Eastman registered the trademark Kodak and received a patent for his camera, which used rolls of film. You talk about a company that is on its last legs. These folks are barely able to hold on. I mean, they've been trying to sell all their patents, and people are not buying. Kodak, who'd have thought that? 1904, the St. Regis Hotel in New York City became the